Jack Aranda FM.
Jack and News, you need to know. You need to know now.
Johannesburg will peak tomorrow at 20, Pretoria 22, Polokwane 18, and Emalahleni 13 degrees.
In Protea Glen on the N12, traffic lights aren't working at the R558 Protea Glen exit, and in Kempton Park on the R21 northbound, roadworks causing some traffic restrictions towards the R23 Benoni exit.
We start with news just in, and the SABC will televise the rugby match between World Cup champions, the Springboks, and the All Blacks tomorrow. It's expected to be an epic showdown. The two giants will play each other at the historic Ellis Park Stadium in Johannesburg. Your Sports Minister, Gayton McKenzie.
I would also like to publicly acknowledge the generosity of SuperSport in their willingness to come together with the public broadcaster to ensure that this once-in-a-lifetime historic game is available on SABC.
In other big news today, Action Society says the latest crime stats reveal a disturbing surge in violence with alarming rates of rapes, murders and assaults. The organisation also criticised the previous administration for delaying the release of these figures. Here's Action Society's Yunita Dupriya.
Police Minister Mqunu has no choice but to declare war on crime in South Africa. We expect nothing less. We are clearly living in a war zone where especially the most vulnerable women and children are being targeted.
Now, Rise Mzansi says urgent action is needed. Here's the party's Maku Shulekana.
68 people are murdered every day. 75 attempted murders are reported every day. Women in particular are under attack with an average of 102 rapes reported every day. And on average, 62 households are subjected to robberies.
At the same time, the Police and Prisons Civil Rights Union believes the latest crime stats directly reflect the state of the country's policing. For more, go to jackarandfm.com and click on news. In other news, today marks, or tomorrow rather, marks exactly 1 year since the Usindisiso building fire in Marshalltown, Johannesburg. 77 people died in the blaze. Earlier this year, an inquiry found that the city of Johannesburg was liable for not enforcing its bylaws. There may be some good news on the cards for motorists. The Automobile Association has predicted another fuel price drop for motorists next month. The association predicts that the price of petrol could soon drop by 94 cents per litre, while the price of diesel is also expected to drop by at least 76 cents per litre. And Eskom says load shedding will continue to be suspended until further notice. The power utility has consistently not implemented any power cuts over the past 156 days. That's largely due to improved generation. Here's Eskom's Daphne Mugwena.
Eskom maintained an average energy availability factor, EAF, of 67% over the past 7 days.
That's it from the news desk for today. From me, Chanel September, the team, good night.
Look at us clapping for them for doing their job. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah?
Yeah, the school is teaching my son. What a wonderful... I mean, can we just give them a round of applause? All right, thanks, Chanel. Thanks a lot.
The Jacaranda FM Party Night till midnight tonight.
Whatever you like, bring your girls, it's whatever tonight. Your man just left, I'm the plumber tonight.